Wake up and go.
I love it.
Can't get enough.
It's my favorite show.
On Kiss 92.
Top of the morning, wake up and go with Div and friends. It's a wonderful Thursday, and that means Friday's just around the corner. It's been a short work week for me, but you know what? It's going to be fun. We've got the long weekend to look forward to as well. So you hang in there in case the week's been rough, okay? We got Imagine Dragons, Olivia Rodrigo coming up. In the meantime, here's a song that I love. It's going to kickstart my morning, and I hope it does yours. Kings of Leon, this is You Somebody on Kiss 92.
Wake up and go.
All the hits for right now.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Travis Scott. They got the fire.
On Kiss 92.
Imagine Dragons, Radioactive.
Oh,
the mic just turned on
because
it was radioactive. Wake up and go with Div and friends. We got, you know, Celeste in the house, and Irene went to go and forage for some fruit on the forest floor.
Yeah,
your mic is still kind of switched off.
Oh,
is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Am I switched on? Yeah.
Yes, you
all
are.
All right, there you go. It's been a while since I've been behind the button.
No,
so
it's true.
It's taking a while to click.
And all because Irene went to look for some fruit.
Yeah, she couldn't wait.
She's very hungry in the morning. But you know what? We thought that we would talk about, maybe in just a bit, right, what Celeste has been up to now that nightlife is back in kind of full force, right?
Well, given the party animal that I am, you'll be in for a treat.
Okay, so we'll check in with Celeste to see if Ladies Night is still a thing, and if she's got any dates lined up.
Ooh. Well, you'll be very disappointed.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can always bring them to Putin. Because our time check is coming up. It's 6:18.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
At Benatar, we belong on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. We've got Celeste and Irene in the house.
Hey.
And, you know, early in the morning, Irene was foraging around for some fruit, like we said, on the forest floor, because she's always very hungry after a very, let's say, sturdy night of clubbing.
Wow. Sure.
Yeah, because, you know, now the nightlife is back in town.
Mm-hmm.
And Irene is our resident alien.
Apparently so. Oot.
And, you know, early on we were saying that Celeste should get some tips, right, as to how to, like, maybe, you know, navigate the nightlife. So we thought we'd ask you.
Yeah.
Irene, since yesterday you were out, you know, partying all the way.
Yesterday was Wednesday, right?
Ladies night?
Yeah.
Oh. Right, partying. Yes,
so where
I'm
were
all
you?
About a party, man. I know every single club in Singapore. What no. drinks do they serve again?
Kids fans, we're just trying to sabo Irene, right? Because she went out to get some kaya toast. And now we framed her as a party animal. But actually, you surprisingly did not participate in the night scene until very much later.
Hey, I honestly don't know what is it about my face.
Yeah.
Actually, since I was in secondary school, where everyone thought I'm an alien, you know. Maybe it's the way I talk or the way I look. Somehow, you know.
Yeah, I think it's the way you look. You look like you're, you know, those scene kids.
Yeah. And I've seen some of your older photos. You had like those very layered hair with like those,
you know,
straight bangs, like rebonded bangs.
I agree with Celeste.
Red dyed hair.
Yes. Yeah. I was just going to say, the one litmus test to figure out whether, you know, Irene could have been a clubbing girl was to ask her what color her hair was at her wedding.
Yeah. Oh.
What color?
In life, we all have regrets. My color was like a orangey bronze. I don't know, like copper bronze.
Bluff. It was red.
Oh, there was also the red ones. Yeah, I mean, I realize what's the problem now.
Yeah, there you go. And the marching song was
Yeah, you got that K-I-S.
I love it.
Let me feel your love. Yeah.
One more wake up and go on Kiss 92.
That's Destiny's Child. Independent Women on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with different friends. And you know, I once met Beyonce.
Really?
No. Yes, really, really. When she came down
really?
To Singapore. Yeah. She came down for, did she not come down for F1? I know she came down for something.
You met and Queen B?
Yeah. I also met Kelly Rowland.
Who's that?
Okay, but you met Beyonce.
Wow, savage. That is like all of Kelly Rowland's insecurity, right? Put into one.
No, but you think Irene's burning her, but she actually really don't know who Kelly Rowland is.
God, Celeste is right. I really don't know. Who is that?
The other Destiny's child.
Yeah.
He could have said so. Just said the other Destiny's child and I would have known.
This is a fault of branding. If they were called Destiny's children, Irene might have known. It's more than Beyonce. Anyway, Wake Up and Go with Div and Friends. We got Celeste and Irene in the house.
Hello.
We got a great feel-good story to kick off, you know, this beautiful Thursday morning. And it's got to do with this woman who won the lottery, right?
Yeah, wow. I think she's from like the UK, I'm assuming. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently she won like 115 million pounds in a lottery.
Wow.
And since then, she has already given away more than half of it. First, she gave it to her friends and family.
Yeah.
Then she started giving to people who need it, like the elderly, refugees in her hometown. I mean,
amazing.
She's doing great work with her money.
So this is where we all come back to start dreaming.
Yeah.
Right, right. Okay, so I know, you know, parents, you're sending your kids to school and things like that, and you're feeling the wear and tear now that it's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
But let's all, you know, indulge a little bit once again in the Toto mood.
Okay.
Right? So hey. So now you've won 115 million pounds. In fact, when you said that, I scooted over and caught Irene's eye line, right? And I realized she was darting as she was trying to do the sum. She's like, $150 million is how much in sync I give up.
Yeah, I give up. What's the conversion?
Let's say at least double.
Yeah.
At least. Buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
So we thought it'd be funny to ask your children, parents, what they would do if they won the lottery.
Oh. I would fly Kelly Rowland over here.
And introduce her to Irene. Right.
I would just the other Destiny's child.
I would just pay to watch her reaction.
Hey, not bad. Okay, so kids, you know what to do, right? You let us know what would you do if you won the lottery. And, you know, because it's this show, we'll say you won an infinite amount of money. So you can do anything you want, right? What's the first thing you would do? Send us a WhatsApp audio note at 8855-0920. Let's have a bit of fun, okay? Here's Ed Sheeran in the meantime. This is Shivers on Kiss 92. Good morning.
Wake up and go.
I'll be your bestie.
Every morning, first thing. On Kiss 92.
That's Hailee Steinfeld. I love yous on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and Friends. And we love yous. Right? Right, we do, right?
I'm sure Hailee Steinfeld. loves you too.
No, I was talking to the kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was more going with the fact that you mispronounced her name. But yeah, sure.
All right. I said Steinfeld. But it's Steinfeld.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, here's the deal, right? We were talking about this fun, you know, story where this lady won like 115 million pounds in the lottery. And, you know, a lot of people talk about how they will, you know, take what they need and then give away the rest.
Uh-huh.
But then the truth is, we know we probably...
Hey, speak for yourself.
Well, this lady who really is a living angel, mm-hmm. Like Celeste said earlier, the first thing she did was give away tons of money to her friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get to know her? And then secondly, she gave away, up to date, right, almost 60 million pounds to charity.
Wow.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
So we thought we'd ask our kids to see what they would do if they won the lottery and the sum that they win is an infinite amount of money. Okay, so let's hear what Max has to say.
Good morning, Kids 92. My name is Max. I would like to have 3 Lamborghinis if I have $2 million.
Can I get you 3?
On the third day of Christmas. But you know, I think on SG Karma, you can probably get 2.
Right.
2 Lamborghinis.
Right.
The third one, you must ask the influencer Naomi Neo.
She might have.
Anyway, you keep your answers coming in. We got a great one as well from Matilda that we're going to play for you in just a bit. For right now, though, here's Blue. You can WhatsApp audio us at 8855-0920. This is Div and Friends keeping you company on this beautiful, fresh Thursday morning. It's kind of fresh, right?
Ish.
Wake up and go.
Go, let's go.
They play the best music on Kiss 92.
Oh my gosh, you guys, all the kids with all the great answers in one place, right? We're talking about what kids would do if they won the lottery, an infinite amount of money. We've got great answers coming in from Matilda, Adele, Ashley, Lanice, Chloe, Dylan. We're going to play all your answers, but for right now, let's hear what Ernest had to say.
Hi, Kiss92. My name is Ernest. If I won the lottery, I will spend about $1,000 for those who need it.
Uh-huh.
And about $2,000 to go on a shopping spree at Gucci.
Wow.
Wow.
You know what? I feel like $3,000 is like the most amount of money he's ever heard of in his life. And then also, Ernest, you have to ask Auntie Irene how to shop at Gucci.
With $2,000. I tell you what you can buy.
Ah.
5 keychains.
There you go. There you go. And so, hey, you know what the deal is? You WhatsApp audio us at 8855-0920.
We can't hook you up with Gucci, but we have children's wear from Llama Lolly worth $100 to give away.
So parents, you know, get your kids going, you know, record those, you know, lovely voices and send it in to us. In the meantime, here's Steps with Tragedy on Kiss 92.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
Wow. That's Steps with Tragedy on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and Friends. Why are you laughing, Celeste?
It's great. I love that song.
Don't blush. You don't like that song.
Hey.
Anyway, hey, if you're tuning in, thanks so much for keeping us company. And, you know, we love keeping you company as well, you know, as you get on to work or you're sending your kids to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're asking kids today what they would do if they won the lottery. Plain and simple. But here's the thing, right? We give them a quarter of an infinite amount of money.
Yeah.
They can do anything. And all the answers, right, are so strange because the kids are like, I will use 1,000 to do this and 3,000 to do that. And that's it. That's all, you know.
Yeah. But maybe they haven't learned what comes beyond $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, somebody said million bajillion.
Bajillion.
Yes. We'll hear from her in just a bit. But let's start off with this one coming in from Matilda.
Hi, Kiss 92. My name is Matilda, and if I won the lottery, I would use it to buy millions of cans of Pringles because I like Pringles a lot.
Oh my God. Wow. You certainly do. I love Pringles a lot. Like sour cream and onion is like one of my favorite flavors, but I don't know if I'd buy millions of cans. So, you know, Matilda, you might end up a little bit of a walking raisin because you'll be so dehydrated, you know. Okay, anyway, let's hear this one coming in from Dylan.
Hi, I am Dylan. If I won infinite dollars from a lottery, I will buy Twitter from Elon Musk.
Wow!
Wow, this guy knows what he's talking about, yeah.
But isn't there a minimum age to get on Twitter?
That's true. Well, he doesn't have to get on Twitter, just on the board of Twitter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he just has to buy it.
Yeah, watch out, Musk. Hey, how about this one coming in from Sophia?
Sophia?
My name is Sophia. And if I have the money, I will use $60 to clear off my debt. And then $1 billion to go and buy a store. And then $1 million again to buy something big. After that, I keep $5 million with me and I use the rest to start an investment.
Wow.
My mother asked me to do it.
Yeah, I think Sophia had a sibling at the back, right?
Yeah.
Could be a sibling, could be a monkey. A wild monkey escaped and then entered the car, right? It was just going, hey, you know, those are great answers. You keep them coming in at 8855-0920. And once again, if we haven't, you know, played your answers, it doesn't mean we haven't heard them. So again, a big hello to Jermaine, Adele, Ashley, Lanice, Ariel, and all you guys who are sending your answers in. Once again, 8855-0920.
Up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
That's Maroon 5. Love somebody on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and Friends. We got Irene and Celeste in the house.
Hey.
Beautiful Thursday. You're on your way to school. Hope you're having a great you know, day so far. And before you get off the car, right, hopefully kids, you get to see, hear your answers get played on national radio. We asked you what you would do if you won an infinite amount of money in the lottery. And the answers are wild, right? Like this one coming in from Chloe.
If I won the lottery, I would buy the school. I can go to school whenever I want. And I will also be the boss of the principal and the teachers.
Yes! Yes, Chloe! That's how we roll. That's how you you employ your money and convert it to power. Okay, what about this one coming in from Jake?
Good morning, Dave, Irene, and Celeste. My name is Jake. If I won the lottery, I would spend around $1,000 to the needy family and the rest for a mansion.
So that from the balcony, he can see how well the needy family is
with the $1,000 that they have.
I thought he was kind. No. It's very cute, you know, yeah. to see how innocent they are in terms of what they have with the value. For all you know, Jake might think a mansion costs $500. We don't know, right? So here's this one coming in from Vera.
Hi, my name is Vera. And if I won the lottery, they say that your body cannot buy happiness, but money can buy McDonald's. And you know what McDonald's does? Make me happy.
Well done. That was brought to you by KFC, by the way. I guess that's why they call it a happy meal. Actually, you know, Vera kind of hit this whole thing on the head because we started off this topic, you know, from a story of a woman who won £150 million in the UK, right? Mm-hmm. And at the end of that article, we found out that she gave away almost $60 million already. And she said, while money does not buy you happiness instantly, it actually allows you to become more of the person you already are. Mm. So she said, if you're an idiot before, you will be a bigger idiot after. But she was actually a social worker.
Aww.
And that's why she continued doing what she wanted to do with the money and gave it all away.
She's the best kind.
And Vera has a point. Mm. So thank you guys for, you know, submitting your answers. Sorry if we didn't get to play everybody's answer. We'll, you know, go along the rest of the weeks to come and we'll play all your answers as we can, lah, huh? But for right now, I think we want to give away the prize to, you know, Jake and Jaxel.
Yeah, we got some children's clothes from Llama Lolly worth $100 to give away so you can buy yourself some really hip and trendy clothes from, like, you know, Fox Kids and Baby, Kath Kidston, and also Adidas Kids. Okay.
Nice. Ooh. Thank you guys very much for, you know, joining in the fun for the first time as well. For right now, it's 7:20.
Yeah, you got that.
K-I-S.
I love it.
Let me feel your love. Yeah.
One more wake up and go on Kiss 92.
Okay, Katy Perry birthday on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with different friends. We got Irene and Celeste in the house.
Hello.
And it's time for...
What the fact?
Okay, so for today's What the Fact, Celeste is forcing me to do this one.
I specifically told you I don't know if we can do this.
No, Celeste was forcing Divin to do this one.
Yeah, this
one.
Wow. Okay. So here's the deal.
Okay.
I'll do it for you, Celeste. Okay.
Thank you.
Afternoon naps can help rest our brains and clear out our jumble of daily thoughts. Oh. The best nap is 10 to 30 minutes taken between 1 and 3 p.m.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like naps.
We had another not safe for work
fact that
we couldn't share. So, this is the clean fact. So, do you guys agree the best naps are taken from 1 to 3 p.m.?
Yes, but I also find it very hard to wake up just after 30 minutes, though.
Really?
Like, my naps usually go beyond 30 minutes.
My naps are like 3 hours.
So, for you guys, your naps are taken from 3 p.m. to 1 p.m. the next day. Whatever the case is, though, I think most people, you know, cannot relate because they're usually at work.
Yeah.
But for us, the morning show is done, you know, after about like 12, 1. So it's actually about just the right time to take a nap.
Yeah, we say that, but do you ever take naps?
I took a nap in the hospital for 10 days. I gotta say, it was great.
Wake up and go.
Go, let's go.
They play the best music on Kiss 92.
That's Three Doors Down, here without you on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and Friends. And this is the soundtrack I imagine is played in Django's mind. Every time I leave, you know, I go to work.
No. That was the soundtrack that was playing in my mind and Celeste's mind for that 10 days. No, actually 3 weeks that you were not here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, you know what? In any case, right, I feel that, you know, pets are one of those, like, factors in life that really, really give you some sense of self-worth. No matter how harsh the world is, right, your pet's going to love you and they're going to force you to love them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Isn't this a great sell because we got dog food to give away?
Yeah, way to go, you. We actually have some dog food from Yora, All Breeds Dog Food, worth almost $150 to give away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe today our Kiss fans can send us photos of their dogs.
Why not?
Yeah.
Actually, any pet, if you want to give away the dog food to somebody else as well, also can.
Yeah, I'm sure your pet bird could use some dog food.
Please don't. We will not be responsible for any casualties.
We will not be responsible for that. So you send those messages in. in, you want to give it away to somebody who has a pet as well, you just need to say hello. Literally, hi, full stop. Send it in to 8855-0920. Better yet, if we can hear your voice right, send us a WhatsApp audio note. And, you know, once again, their pet food is worth how much again, Celeste?
Nearly $150.
Wow, that's quite a bit. And hey, we just want to say hi to a bunch of people who are texting in as well. Hi, Huiling. Hi, Nicholas Fang, who's also tuning in.
Ooh.
Yes, yeah. And you can always, once again, just drop by to say hi. That's, you know, what this show is all about. We got Rachel Platten coming up on the other side with Stand By You on Kiss 92.
Wake up and go. On Kiss 92.
At Smash Mouth All Star on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. We got Celeste and Irene here with us as well. And, you know, Irene's actually a big fan of, you know, what we want to talk about, Hip Van.
Hip Van, yes.
So, you know, I think it'd be interesting if you can share with all of us how you came to know of Hip Van.
Well, they're very hip. Like, literally, I see them in online ads, and my friend's been talking about it.
Yeah.
Why are you
laughing? No, I'm wondering how you can tell Hip Van is hip.
And they're also a van. But I gotta say, right, I'm generally quite cautious when it comes to buying stuff online.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to furniture, right? It's very hard to base, like, such a big, big ticket item.
And you're gonna use it for a long time, you need it to be sturdy. How do you know based on an ad?
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Like, if you look at a picture, like, what if it doesn't fit? You're gonna be stuck for it for a long time.
Correct.
However, like, this is literally my first time buying furniture online, and I'm glad it's Hip Van because I bought a dining bench and it was perfect.
Wow.
I'm still using it up to today. And the best part is, it's very pocket friendly.
You mean the dining bench?
You can fit it into your pocket.
Small family you have there, Irene. But here's the deal, right? You know, take it from Irene. She's got personal experience and it really is, you know, good quality furniture, right? They're actually celebrating their 9th birthday this year. From the 30th of April to the 3rd of May, you can actually enjoy a 9% discount store-wide when you use the promo code BDAY9. That's B-D-A-Y number 9, right? And Hip Van, if you don't know, is one of Singapore's leading online furniture retailers. You can ask Irene. She will confirm this. In fact, on this Saturday, Jill and Josh will be at the Hip Van Experience Store from 12 to 6 p.m. to give away exclusive free gifts and treats. Yeah.
Wow.
There's also going to be a Hip Van Challenge, and you'll get to find furniture, electronics, premium mattresses starting at just $299. And their premium mattresses actually come with a 12-year warranty and free delivery plus 100 nights free trial. I think that's just great. Yeah.
That's great.
Right?
Because when it comes to bed, sometimes I feel a bit shy, you know, when you have to lie down on the bed at the showroom, right?
So no. You're saying you need 100 days to warm up or what? Then you finally, okay, I will lie down on you. Whatever the case is, once again, the promo code is BDAY9. They're celebrating their 9th birthday this year. It's all for Hit Van.
Wake me up before you go, go. Wake up and go.
I love it.
Can't get enough.
It's my favorite show
on Kiss 92.
Top of the morning. Hope you're going just fine. It's a beautiful Thursday morning with Div and friends. We got the likes of Alicia Keys coming up on the other side. Also more good music as well. A Seal It With a Kiss and a great prize to boot. Don't Go Anywhere. Rita Ora, Mike Posner as well coming up. Here's No One. Oh, it's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Like, the intro is so gentle, should I say.
The feels.
You like Celeste?
Wake up and go.
All the hits for right now.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Travis Scott. They got the fire.
Kiss 92.
That's Rita Ora, Only Want You on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. You might have heard a bit of background chatter there because we always, you know, kind of rush just before we come up to discuss what we're going to say. You know why? The rest of the time we're on Facebook. So like 10 seconds before we're like, okay, we're going to say this, we're going to say this, okay? Okay, anyway, here's what we're going to say. We had a lot of people send in, you know, their beautiful pets, just pictures of their dogs because, you know, everyone's trying to, you know, score that pack of dog food that we're giving away. I think 6 kilos worth, you know.
Wow. Yeah, coming in from Yora, and it's a natural, nutritious, tasty, hypoallergenic pet food for dogs and also adult cats.
Oh!
Yeah.
When you said adult.
Adult cats?
Yeah,
adult cats. Adult cats.
Oh.
I guess maybe not kittens, but if you want to try.
I don't think I will. Can't believe I didn't think about that. Anyway, the pictures are adorable. I know you can't see them. We'll try and paint a picture for you. Yvonne, for example, sent a little, would this be a spitz? No.
Looks like it.
No, it's not a spitz. This is a...
What is it?
Wow, we're doing such a great job.
Hey, you guys are dog owners.
No, that's shame not a spitz. Y'all.
Nah,
a spitz
is
the white fluffy one.
And then what is this?
This is not a spitz.
Is this a mix? Like a... Is it a... Chihuahua?
Like, and a spitz?
I don't know.
No, guys. It's a bit of a Pomeranian.
Why? Pomer what?
Pomelo?
Pomeranian.
Pomeranian is correct, actually.
I get confused.
We can't even get to the next picture because we're so terrible at this. But thank you, Reen. This is a Pomeranian and it's stuffed into a bicycle basket and it's absolutely adorable, Yvonne. Thank you for sending that in. We're going to, you know, look through the rest of the pictures and tell you more about them. In the meantime, now we've all learned the difference between a Pomeranian, a Pomeranian, and a Pomelo. It's 8:19. Yeah, you got that K-I-S. I love it. Let me feel your love. Yeah. One wake up and go on Kiss 92. That's Taylor Swift, Bad Blood on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and Friends. It's time for... Seal it with a... And we're waking up with Vivian this morning. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Vivian. So good to hear from you. You know, you always text in, always call us. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How about you?
I'm better. Thank you very much. How's your morning going? What's your routine usually like? Sorry, it was okay, poor.
Usually, I will just read devotional. Then after that, before I prepare for my work.
Ah, and what do you work as?
Oh, executive assistant.
Oh, I see. So you can actually keep your mask off, lah, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's awesome. What would you like to celebrate today, Vivian?
I'd like to dedicate this song to my sister who celebrated her birthday last week.
Oh, how old is she now?
Can I don't reveal?
When I asked the question, I instantly regret it. But you know what? It's a happy birthday from all of us to your sister, you know, from Kiss 92. And what song would you like to play for her today?
The Power of Love by Celine Dion.
Okay, we'll get that one for you. And we're also going to hook you up with this photo-taking session from Dollop Automat Self Photo Studio worth $100 so you can, you know, take some beautiful pictures together, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Hope you have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And, hey, Vivian, sorry. I'm supposed to give you a kiss. No, you're supposed to give your sister a kiss.
Okay.
Oh, silly with a kiss. Okay, here we go. So you give your sister a kiss in 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh.
Can you give one more kiss a bit louder? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, we'll have to take it. One wake up and go.
I'll be your bestie. Every morning, first thing. On Kiss 92.
That's Madonna, Secret. Bit young for your baby to have a secret, but okay. Take your word for it. We're very literal here. You know, we're like Drax the Destroyer.
So poetic.
Yes. Wake up and go with Div and Friends. It's a wonderful Thursday. We're having a bit of fun, you know, and we saw this strange item on Carousel. Mm. And we are going to talk about it and I think, you know, stage an intervention, right?
Uh-huh.
Before Irene buys it.
She's already checking out.
It's a terrible affliction.
Checking in, you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
So now that we don't have to check in anymore, it seems there are a lot of unused safe entry gantries. And one has been put up for sale on Carousel for just $6,800.
Okay, I've got so many questions, guys. First, who is putting up this safe entry gantry for sale?
I don't know. It is this random user by the name Martin MMT.
So there was
it's legal.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a certain Martin in Singapore at one point in time.
Yeah.
He owned a safe entry gantry for don't know where.
It's quite a bargain though. Like initially it was listed for $7,800 and now it's striked off and it's $6,800. I saved $1,000.
Why is the fact that there is a discount relevant to you at all? What are you going to do with a safe entry gantry?
That's my business.
Wow.
Who are are you gonna fend off with the safe entry gantry?
I know. These are so many, there's so many questions we've got to ask Irene. Again, we'll have to investigate and get down to it. And hopefully we'll come back with some kind of an answer. But Celeste, you wanna hazard a guess before we, you know, just head out of this talk set, what she would do with a safe entry gantry?
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. Yeah. I know of some people she definitely won't want into her house, right. But I probably can't say it.
Right, the people from Gucci trying to collect money, lah.
Yes.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
That's Harry Styles, As It Was, and this song is apparently trending on TikTok. Why?
Why? I don't know. There's a trend. Yeah. The lyric says as it was. Yeah. So the video trend, I suppose, is you showing like your friendship over the years.
I see.
Yeah.
It's, I think the most wonderful thing about TikTok is the fact that memes are created like on the fly and it can be about anything, right?
Anything.
Songs, sound bites, you know, funny things. Like, remember quite recently there was this girl who was trying to start a TikTok and then she hurt her back.
Oh, yes. Really? Yeah. The girl that went, right? Yeah.
And that one you gotta watch. It's so funny. You try and look up that trend on TikTok. But in any case, right, earlier on we were talking about, you know, why Irene might want to buy a safe entry gantry that's been listed on Carousel. And we've actually found a good reason. She wants to protect her cookies and cream fudge. Okay, what's the story?
Well, I specially bought this cookies and cream fudge. It's handmade and I got it from Australia.
Yeah,
It's pretty interesting. Like, it's only available there. I can't find it in Singapore. So I thought, oh my God, it's my favorite cookies and cream. Yeah, I gotta get some of that. So I bought it home and I left it for like 2-3 days.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so yesterday I thought like, okay, after work, I'm gonna properly sit down
and enjoy,
savor every bit of that cookie and cream. And then I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. So I asked my family, like, hey, did anyone see my cookies and cream fudge?
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law swiftly responded.
Okay, hey, I'm just gonna put a chop sign here and I'm gonna say that, you know, a lot of people are thinking that her mother-in-law ate the cookies and cream fudge. No, it's worse.
Yeah. I said, hey, do you see it? I said, yeah, I saw it. Oh, I threw it away. I'm like, huh?
Why
did you throw it away?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I thought it's some expired cake.
Oh no.
Oh, you mean you want it? I'm like, oh, I got it all the way from Australia. Like,
Because, you know, when she looked at it, it's, and fudge is like hard, right?
Yeah.
And so she thought the cake. Oh, dear.
And I was like, why? And I said, maybe you could have asked me first.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
So this tragedy seems to have also been repeated with Celeste.
In a different format, but with my brother.
And also involving some kind of chocolate.
Yeah, because we only had time to get like chocolate from like our day trips to like, you know, Great Ocean and also a bunch of stuff. So we literally only brought back chocolates. And my brother was complaining when we came back, saying like, oh, you should have bought biscuits. You should have bought other stuff. Why only chocolates? I don't even eat chocolate these days. And I was like, oh, okay. And then yesterday when I got home, I realized that all our chocolate is gone. He finished them all. And I was like, what happened to not eating much chocolates?
Oh, no.
He was like, well, there's nothing to eat at home.
Okay. Now we're here with a double tragedy, right?
Yeah.
Let me make this a triple tragedy.
Okay.
Okay, so Celeste actually gave me a bit of that chocolate from Australia yesterday.
Mm.
I left it in the car.
Oh.
And it melted.
In the sun.
Oh my God.
Melted. And then I threw it away.
Wow, that hurts more than at least my brother ate it. It went somewhere. Div, I could have given it to Shen Wei.
He would have licked up the chocolate.
Oh, how I wish it stained your Lexus.
Oh, I wish it did.
I'm going to dedicate the song to Celeste because that's what she's thinking right now. This is Avril Lavigne's What the Hell on Kiss 92.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hey, this is your girl Lady Gaga. And you're listening to
Wake Up and Go. All the great songs in one place. Kiss 92.
So we were just talking about, you know, Celeste and a trip to Australia and how, you know, she saw a lot of stars in the sky.
Yeah. When I was in Phillip Island.
Yeah.
And it was kind of dark. There were lots of stars.
And then the conversation evolved into the Milky Way. And then I was asked what the Milky Way was. Why there is a galaxy. Where is Earth? Huh, you mean all those white dots are little suns? There's only one song left to express how I feel, and it's coming in from the chorus. This is Breathless on Kiss 92.
Wake up and go.
All the hits for right now.
This is a weekend.
Hey, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Travis Scott. They got the fire.
Kiss
92. That's Shawn Mendes. If I can't have you, wake up and go with Div and friends. We got Celeste and Irene in the house.
Hey.
And if you can't have, you know, things at $2 at Daiso, what is the point of living?
Yeah, so,
exactly.
So while you were away, there was a story about how they're going to introduce like adjusted prices because of the GST hike.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then a while ago, there was another story about how things won't be $2 anymore. So things could be like, you know, $4, $6, $7, $9 in Daiso.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they have a tiered like table with different color coding, right? And the prices can go up to $25.47.
Wow.
What an outrage.
I mean, what's next? Like Canadian pizza, one for one. I mean, what else is going to happen in this world?
I mean, if your brand has always been like solidified with that as your USP, right?
Promotion, a niche.
Then, is it really the best thing to like do away with it?
And Kiss 92, some of the great songs.
In some places.
And you know what would be fun? If we ask people to kind of readjust famous slogans.
Oh.
And make it like less certain.
Right. Kind of like what you did with Canadian pizza, right? Like one for one.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Or what about like Adidas? You know, because their traditional tagline is impossible is nothing. Right? Am I right?
Is it?
Nothing is impossible?
So. Impossible is nothing.
Yeah. Impossible is nothing. So how would you change that? Impossible is impossible.
Or like KFC, finger licking good.
Yeah.
Finger licking meh.
Hey, Kay, you let us know if there are any famous slogans you want to butcher right now. Since, you know, Daiso is totally gone off the rails, right? You WhatsApp us at 8855-0920. We'll find a prize to give you, by the way. And we would love to hear your voices, okay? So 8855-0920 is where you can send your WhatsApp audios to. For right now, though, it's coming up to 919.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.
That's great, David. 7 days on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. We got Celeste and Irene in the house.
Hey.
That was a very, very tired. Hey. Well, we're crawling out of the coconut shell. And we're talking about, you know, how we're butchering slogans. Because recently we learned that Daiso has gone kind of like almost like antithetic to what they're known for, right? Items priced at $2. But now it's going to be more expensive because of the GST hike and also because of what?
They changed their whole pricing model.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what is Daiso anymore? And then we thought that, you know, it'd be strange to kind of mess around with slogans, like famous slogans, right? Because we don't know what this world is anymore. So Irene wanted to butcher L'Oreal's slogan, which is...
Because
you're worth it, yes.
I think it sounds better is, L'Oreal, are you sure you're worth it?
That's not bad. Also, you know, MasterCard is a very famous one, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, what does money can't buy? There's some things money can buy, but for everything else, there's MasterCard. That's the original one, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, never mind. You know, I'm just going to give up. I already butchered it.
You picked the brand with the longest tagline. Why did you do that to yourself?
You know what? I'm just going to pass on the baton, right, to Sean Wee, who is going to do a much better job with butchering both McDonald's and Nike.
McDonald's, da-da-da-da-da, we're mostly satisfied with it. Nike, just give it a go at least.
We had this one coming in from one of our Kiss fam who also took a stab at Nike.
Nike, don't do it.
Don't do it. We love it, and we're going to hook you up with a prize. Some energy drinks, I think, is what we'll give you. And we'll come back and tell you what it's all about and who it's from as well. For right now, though, here's this one. It's coming in from Adele. Easy on Me on Kiss 92. Hope you're having a great Thursday morning. MasterCard, money can't buy you happy. I don't know.
Wake up and go.
I'll be your bestie.
Every morning, first thing.
On Kiss 92.
That's Calvin Harris, Rihanna as well. Wake up and go with Div and friends. You tuned into Kiss 92 this beautiful Thursday morning. And, you know, all morning people have been sending us their beautiful pictures of their little pet dogs.
Just look at that photo.
Should we also talk about Divin's weird habit where he actually used, he pointed his mouse to the computer and he petted the dogs virtually using the cursor?
Can I clarify? It's not a habit. I invented this move because I saw, you know, all these pictures that were pasted on my document, you know, by wonderful interns, right? So I can see all the pictures together, and all these little doggies deserve a pet.
Yeah, so, with your cursor, no less.
Because it's a tiny hand. So I've individually petted each of these little doggies, and I can tell you they definitely enjoy it.
They felt it.
Yeah. Do you see their tail wag?
I might need to go back to the hospital if I did. But in any case, the one that we're going to hook up with, you know, with that wonderful set of pet food.
The one that we're going to hook up with.
No, whoa. Let me rephrase. Okay. The person we're going to hook up with pet food is.
Right.
Better?
Yeah. No, not quite. Okay, but the point is we're giving away a 6 kg bag of Yora All Breeds dog food worth almost $150. Yora spelled with Y-O-R-A, by the way.
Okay, Yora gonna wanna hook up with that. Anyway, Yvonne is who we're giving away to because we were struggling to figure out the species or the breed of dog that she put in her bicycle basket. That's the picture, right? And after some debate, we realized it's not a pomegranate. It's not a pomelo.
Yeah.
It's not as Irene said, a
pomonarian.
Pomonarian. It is, in fact, a pomonarian. No. Oh, my gosh. Pomelo. Okay, you say it.
Pomeranian.
Yay.
Oh my gosh, you guys, what a train wreck.
Let's hear from Yvonne.
Good morning, Kiss 92 fam. This is Yvonne here with Choya. And I just want to say have a good morning, everybody.
Congratulations, Yvonne.
Yay. Wake up and go.
Go, let's go.
They play the best music on Kiss 92.
That's Chantel Impossible on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and friends. Earlier, we were trying to butcher famous slogans, you know, from famous brands. And then for Adidas, we said, Adidas, impossible is impossible. So Chantel agrees. Hey, we got Sean Wee in the house.
Oh.
Hi, Sean. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you back, sir.
I know. It's been, I think, coming to 4 weeks now since I've, you know, actually spoken to Sean on air. Actually, we had a conversation yesterday, but it's not real because, you know, the audience didn't hear it, so we can't verify.
How are we doing today?
We're doing okay. I actually only slept for about 2 hours yesterday, so I'm still kind of struggling to get adjusted. But I made it through the show.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Sort
How
of.
Do you say that dog breed again?
Palmer
what?
Pomeranian.
There you
I'm talking
go.
About Pomodorian. Come on.
Pomeridian. We'll get there. But you know what? You're going to keep Sean Wee company. And if you've got any more slogans to butcher, you can actually let him know. And you can let him hear your beautiful voices by sending in a WhatsApp audio note at 88550920. Sean, you want to ask anybody to send in anything else in the meantime?
Well, have you talked much about the Mother's Day thing?
What Mother's Day?
So you're supposed to, all the mums out there are supposed to tell us you're a mum without telling us you're a mum.
Irene, we should put Irene to the task right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, social media team did contact me and I filmed a TikTok yesterday.
Oh.
It's coming out soon, either today, tomorrow, I don't know. But basically what I did was I went around the house to feature all my different parts of the house that has stickers on them.
Stickers
on the switches, stickers on the tissue box, and stickers on Junior, my dog.
It sounds like a song already. Yeah. Stickers on the switch. Stickers on the bowl. Hey, talking about good songs, right? Sean, we put this in and we absolutely love it. We're going to leave you with this one for the morning show. This is Uncle Crackit with Follow Me on Kiss 92. And do follow us in socials.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
On Kiss 92.